You're listening to Morning Edition on Texas Public Radio. I'm Norma Martinez. Emilio Nicolas has died. He built the largest Spanish-language television network in the nation, Univision. Emilio Nicolas and his wife Irma were a media power couple. Irma's father, Raúl Cortés, started the first full-time Spanish-language radio and television stations in the U.S. in San Antonio, KCOR, AM, and TV. Emilio's son, Guillermo Nicolás, says his grandfather, Raúl, was charming, handsome, and determined.
Who opens a Spanish-language radio station in 46 and then in 55 a TV station in a country that speaks predominantly English, that has signs that say no dogs or Mexicans?
Emilio Nicolás, a Mexican immigrant from Frontera, Coahuila, came to work for his father-in-law at KCOR in 1955. He picked up his father-in-law's pioneering spirit when Cortés sold the station to Emilio and other investors in 1961. KCOR became the forerunner to Univision. Emilio and Irma Nicolás eventually made Spanish-language radio and TV programming the norm for today's audiences. Guillermo says, despite the success of his father's efforts, Emilio remained humble and loyal to his San Antonio ties.
Dad really doesn't have a big ego, because if he did, we would have moved to New York or to Los Angeles. But Dad could have taken any one of those two cities for himself, and he didn't. He chose to stay in San Antonio because he had a true love for San Antonio. This is where he received his education. It's where he met my mother, and it's where he found his fortune.
Through it all, Emilio Nicolás kept a low profile, at least until he sold the company in 1987.
Not until then did he get floods of phone calls from people that had known him for 40 years and were stunned at what he had achieved and what his partners had achieved. And I find that wonderful on one part and really sad on the other, because in his own city, to not know what he had created and that he'd built the fourth television network in the United States after ABC, CBS, and NBC, that to me was a little sad.
It wouldn't have been sad to him, though.
No, not at all. As a matter of fact, he was horrified that it was printed. And the first thing he said is, oh, my God, now everyone's going to come ask me for money.
Emilio Nicolás knew Mexican Americans had no voice or representation in the media. There was nowhere they could go to learn about getting a driver's license, how to register to vote, or how to learn about transformative figures like César Chávez.
He understood, as a Mexican immigrant coming to San Antonio, to the United States, that having control of the airwaves was a privilege, not a right, and that the airwaves belong to the people of the United States, not to the companies and to the broadcast companies. And it was important to him not only to entertain the people, but to help educate, because we had a struggle ahead of us. The radio and the television is how our people were able to learn about their great heroes.
Great heroes like Emilio Nicolás. Emilio Nicolás's legacy lives on through Texas Public Radio. Guillermo Nicolás secured the naming rights of TPR's new headquarters, the Emilio and Irma Nicolás Media Center. You're listening to Morning Edition on Texas Public Radio, 89.1.